Good morning, everyone. It's Al Sally. Hope you all are doing well. It's December 8th and 5:34 p.m. and a Thursday. Today, I want to speak about the importance of coaching. Now, this is a critical topic and it's equally important in your personal life and in your work life. The role of a coach is to make you get better and to perfect your craft and to improve to a higher level. The coach is responsible to take you to places that you've never been before and to help you get to a level where you thought it was not possible before. Essentially, the coach expands your zone of possibility by encouraging you to get outside your comfort zone. The human mind and the human body has enormous potential, but the potential in most cases remains beneath the surface and untapped. The coach is the person who can tap into the enormous potential that you have and unleash it so that you can maximize your human potential and customize and craft your personalized growth journey. The coach's role is not to tell you what you already know. The coach's role is to value add and show you how you can gain those extra inches or those extra yards or that extra one client or that extra one deal that you were not doing before. Life is a game of inches. And that's where the coach comes in to elevate you from a 7 to a 9 or from a 9 to a 9.5 out of 10. Everybody can do and benefit from a coach. Just because you have a coach doesn't mean that you're not performing at an optimal level. In fact, some of the best performers have coaches because they want to get even better. The question is not that you're not good, but the question is there room for improvement? And that's what the coach does. We have different kinds of coaches. You have career coaches, you have relationship coaches, you have productivity coaches, communication coaches, leadership coaches, emotional quotient coaches, sports coaches, team coaches, and so on and so forth. We all are unique individuals with unique strengths and areas of opportunity. And as a result, we each have our own ways to improve. The first step is to understand where you are today and what your starting point is, and then identify how you can close the gap in that specific area. The psychometric assessments is a great way to understand where you are today. And one of the most popular psychometric assessments is the DISC assessment. And at maximizeyou.life, you can go online to www.maximizeyou.life and take the DISC assessment and then have one of our DISC certified assessors analyze the report with you. If you don't know what your starting point is, how can you chalk out a plan to get you to your desired end point or your desired goal and objectives? So the DISC assessment is the way to help you understand your starting point. Once you know that, the coach will sit with you and chalk out a plan to get you there. Now, I'm all in favor of having large, audacious goals and setting your BHAG, which is your big, hairy, audacious goals, but they also need to be realistic and achievable. And that's what the coach is going to do with you. They're going to help you create realistic goals that are achievable and then chalk out a plan to help you get there. Now, let me be very clear, coaching and the coaching experience is not a quick switch which is going to help you achieve everything you wanted in one quick swoop. It doesn't happen like that. It is an exercise that has to be done over a period of time, and you start seeing the results over a period of time as you start making small but important changes. Those changes compound over a period of time and start having big impact. That's what the coach is going to do. Don't set yourself up for failure or for disappointment if you feel that the coach is going to magically turn on a switch and you're going to become an amazing person overnight. That will not happen. But if you keep at it, and if you stick with it, and if you're consistent, and you make the changes that the coach is working with you on, then gradually, but slowly and steadily, you will see the ship turn, and you will see you becoming a better version of yourself. And that's really what it's all about. You're competing against yourself, and you want to continue to improve and maximize your potential. And that's where the coach can help you. The mentor, in my opinion, can do the same. And sometimes the coach and the mentor, these two words are used, the coach and the mentor are used interchangeably. Both of those typically do the same thing, and that is to help you get better. Once you've got better, what do? Do you leave the coach? No, you continue with the coach because it's a constant exercise of evolution and development and growth. Hopefully you found this useful. If you have any questions, check out www.maximizeyou.life or send us an email at info@maximizeyou.life. This is Sal Selly. Thank you for listening. Have an awesome day.